Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys, and today we're here to talk about Dragon Ball Kai, episodes 1 and 2. Not playing any music today because this is a very, very, very serious topic that we here at Those Guys feel very strongly about. And of course, here with me is my other host, Tristan Walter, who is not able to be on the air at this point. He will be put on shortly because of technical difficulties on our end. Yes, very technical and very, very, very difficult. But believe me, we're not playing music because, of course, this is a very, very serious topic for us. So before Tristan gets on the air, I will talk about my personal... Before I even talk about my personal Dragon Ball Z experiences, and how Kai has kind of, changed things up just a bit, I will give you our phone number. Yes, our call-in number. If you want to call in, please do. The number is 718-664-9468. And, if you want to call in again, talk about the first episode when we're on it, or the second episode, the number being 718-664-9468. Also, if you want to use that number as a number to listen in, because you can do that as well, please do that. The number is just the same, 718-664-9468, but when you call in, don't press 1. And if you don't press 1, we'll realize all you want to do is listen, right? But we'll see you there on the line. And at any point, if you want to talk to us, press the 1 button. We'll be notified, and we'll put you through. Thankfully, our difficulties are over. Hello, Tristan.
Android Vanderplug, Matt.
No. You're not in the future. I thought. Were you?
So many androids. So many.
All right. So if this is anyone listening to our first show, first off, listen to our movies, our DBZ movies. We've done some fun stuff, we've done some fun stuff. Tristan has saved the universe countless times. It happens. Android invasions. It happens. But no, this time I was under the assumption. And again, it's just me, that we were having technical difficulties in the present. In no way did I realize they were linked to the future. Go figure.
Everything's always linked to the future, Matt. Everything.
Good for the future, I guess. It needs to stay relevant in the present, because no one ever thinks of the future. Everyone just endless spending, endless waste. Because it's not our problem, right, Tristan? It's our kids' problem.
Oh, no, sure. It'll be it'll be the future's problem. Oh, we'll have it figured out by then. Yeah, we'll fix everything. Androids everywhere.
That sounds accurate. So anyway, I was telling everyone, first off, I told them to call the number. Right. I told them, I assume you weren't able to listen. I told them to call the number. I introduced us so they know who you are now. They know where you live. And if they don't like this podcast, they know where to find you. And also, of course, we were going to give off our DBZ stories, because we've given off our, I think we've given off our Dragon Ball Z stories before, but because it ties in with Kai, let's just kind of do it right now. Let's just talk about our first time experiencing Dragon Ball Z, right? Then our first time experiencing Kai. Go!
First time, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if I remember correctly, the first time I think I saw Dragon Ball Z, it was definitely on the Toonami block.
Well, right, yes,
and
of course.
They were in the middle of the fight with Raditz.
Oh.
And I think it was probably at that point they were repeating the series or repeating the episodes, I think.
Yes, they did that, a lot.
Think about it, Piccolo and Goku fighting Raditz, and I had no idea what the hell was going on. And
yes.
I couldn't even begin to think of what I was getting into, because I'm sitting there staring at them and I'm like, okay, we have one guy in an orange gi. Okay, that's cool. We got another green guy in a purple.
So at the age of 5, you knew what a gi was.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you were 5? I don't know if you were 5 or if you were 7, because I know, actually you had to be 7, I believe. Right? No. Wait a minute. No. It came on the Toonami block in 1997. So, but you may have been 7 and seeing repeats. Or
yeah,
60.
I think I was in fact 7 when I saw the first when I saw it the first time.
Got it.
And then I saw Raditz with huge hair and battle armor.
Right.
And then they started fighting, and I'm like, huh, okay.
Yeah. So in your eyes, you see a guy, you can see a guy with bedhead in an orange gi. You see Broccoli Man as his sidekick, and they're both fighting 80s hair metal dude. Got it.
And I don't remember whether it was before or after. I think it was after Raditz deflects the Kamehameha wave and after Piccolo uses his first special beam cannon.
Mm.
So I think it was, he was one-armed already, Piccolo, and I think
right.
It was
that's
basically
not a weird
Goku going after Raditz to hold him off so Piccolo could charge up another one, because then I see him start charging up, and I'm like, oh, shit, what is going on?
Right, right.
And I think it, cut out, before the end of the episode. It's like, will Piccolo hit him with the special beam can or something to that effect, or maybe I changed the channel, I don't remember. But I think after that, I checked again, the same time around, maybe a day or so later, and I saw it again, and I'm like, you know what? Why don't I just sit and watch this now?
Fair enough. Right, and before we move on to Kai, I'll mention, so my story involved, I think I was 5, but I was probably 7 as well. And I was flipping through the channels, and I was watching something called Are You Afraid of the Dark on Nickelodeon, and not only was it a repeat episode, that I've already seen, but I think I sat there and thought, why do I want to shit my pants twice in the same year? So I decided, I already did it once, let's not do that again. So I changed the channel, and immediately I changed it to Cartoon Network, because it's that's just the major channel. For me, being a New York Time Warner Cable, at the time it was 6 was Nickelodeon, which is still standard, but Cartoon Network has kind of flipped around. It used to be 22. And of course, think about the old cable boxes that were just the red counters. You know what I mean? Where now it's just hey, look, it's the time. Hey, look, it's this. No, back when it was just there is one square, right? And it is counting from 1 to whatever number it went up to at that point. So, I go from 6 to 22, and I'm kind of just closing my eyes. Right? And I open them, and there's these two guys that are floating. And I'm like, that is unusual. And and these two guys were Goku and Vegeta. And Vegeta was basically saying, hey, screw you, Kakarot, right? And Goku was like, well, guess what? Some Goku. And then he kind of just went to attack him again. Because this was during, obviously, in the middle of their fight. They weren't, doing the stances or anything. So you sit there and you're just like, and again, think about this, right? You're a kid at the time. This is Toonami, yes, but it's still, in my eyes, for me, the start of their block. Now, I know they had, programming before Dragon Ball Z and before most of the, Japanese animated stuff. But usually it was very, a cartoon. It was still American cartoons. So even if I had watched Toonami then, it still would have, not been that off to me other than Moltar, right? But, I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, so most of the cartoons for me right now were Rugrats and, not anything Hey Arnold just yet. So I'm kind of just like, all right, these are the versions of cartoons that I know. And then I just see two guys floating in air and then they just start shooting energy beams at each other. And I'm like, this is not exactly what I'm used to, and that may be why I enjoy it so much. Right?
Yeah.
And what's funny, you were saying?
No, I just wanted to say that was the other thing. It was so incredibly different at the time. Just the art style, the dialogue, the flying, the energy beams. It was like, what in God's name is this?
Yeah, exactly, where it's just one of the situations, people say a lot of things about him Saban, and whatever you want to say about him, okay, but that man knew how to go, he knew how to sit there and say, look, this thing is different, right, this thing is unique, and we haven't really seen something like it in America, sort of, as a long-running series, right, we've had Fist of the North Star, but I believe they didn't bring over the series. I believe they brought over the OVA. But I'm pretty sure they brought up the series. By the way, even if they did, it was still such a long gap for America that they're just like, you know, the kids will love it. You know, and yeah. If you don't know who Haim Saban is, Tristan, he's that guy who brought over that Power Rangers show, that Super Sentai that turned into that slightly long-running Power Rangers franchise, right? Because he sat there from, like, the 80s. Because, you know, Sentai's been around for a while. And Saban sat there from the 80s and said, this will make us money. Like, late 80s, early 90s, it'll make us money. And they were just like, okay, sure, you know, whatever. He's like, this will make us money. And, you know, it didn't get adapted until it became a pilot for, you know, the in 1992 or 3 with the, you know, the dinosaur Sentai. I want to say right. Zero Ranger, but you just wouldn't know. So Zero Ranger, and, which, by the way, Zero Ranger is coming to America in February. They're actually releasing the Japanese, you know, footage and everything with English subtitles.
Oh, nice.
But anyway, yes, that's a huge accomplishment for Tokusatsu fans. So anyway, so you know, you look at Saban, and again, you can say whatever you want to about him, blah, 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 but it's just the idea that the man knew when he sat there and went, this will make money. You know, kids will like this. No, you're just me. Bam. I mean, if you think about it, too, if you don't remember, Digimon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you just start piling this shit on. You know? It's like, oh, I wonder. But anywho, right? So it was very different at the time. And I think you were watching when I stopped watching because they would constantly do repeats. I mean, because if you don't know, Dragon Ball Z didn't first air on Toonami. It was first airing on, like, UPN.
Right.
Because, yeah, it was basically just, let's just try to find a way to put it on TV after many failed Dragon Ball dub attempts.
Yeah.
So they finally put it on TV, but they already got it for syndication. So in other words, immediately it was kind of just put there with 50 episodes. I don't want to say that it's like a pilot because that is not the case, but you could argue that it was in kind of a way of just showcasing where it's like, all right, you bought the syndication rights only for 50 episodes. You've only dubbed like 53 episodes. We're just going to throw them on. And if anyone likes them, and they're just like, oh, my God, we can order more. If not, failed attempt, right?
Yeah.
And I think, don't quote me, but I think people wanted more. I'm fairly certain that people were pleased. And, you know, now, and then it moved to Toonami, and then it got, you know, it got the it got more episodes dubbed as it was going. But, of course, because of the dubbing process being a lot different than it is in Japan, and also, by the way, being different in the sense that, you know, it was also the 90s, too, where Japan had this down packed already. It was like, yeah, one a week. And you know, in the 90s, you were still just like, this is kind of new. We'll do them in patches. We'll do them in blocks. But when that happens, you replay the same episodes over and over again. So by, I think, the second maybe even third replay, I was like, all right, I'll stop until there's new ones. Because, you
right.
know, for us, the show aired daily versus Japan, which was weekly.
Yeah.
So for us, we're just like, yeah, daily Dragon Ball Z after the first run. Same daily Dragon Ball Z. Well, not the same for me because I had to catch up with those Vegeta episodes, up to Vegeta. But then after that, I was like, same ones. Maybe I'll go play outside. Right?
Maybe I should
do something. But yeah. So what is your first experience with Kai now that we're here? Of course, you know, it being on Adult Swim now isn't our, you know, in North America, isn't our first experience with Kai. But, you know, what was your first experience with Kai in the whole Japanese, you know, apparently came out 3 years ago, according to the internet. So, yeah, what was your first experience with the new updated Dragon Ball Kai?
I think I had heard about it online and that they were going to, I don't know, bring it over like maybe a year after they were done in Japan, so something like that. I heard about it online first, and I'm like, okay, is this real? And then I kept seeing stuff
right.
about it. I'm like, okay, I guess this is a thing.
Right, of
and,
course,
because
it just sounds so surreal and
yeah.
weird.
Like,
well, no,
I was
because
happy
it's
about
like,
it.
Yes, but it's just so weird, and we'll get into the specific, you know, the nitty-gritty, you know, once you're done talking, but it's just, it's a weird kind of undertaking, but continue.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, they, the animation, they had new soundtracks for it. So I'm like, okay, that sounds interesting. And I don't think I heard anything else about it for a little while. And then I think suddenly I heard somewhere, I think it was my girlfriend's little brother had started going on about, oh, they're bringing Kai to, you know, like Nicktoons or whatever. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I mean, okay,
right.
it had to get on TV somehow, and that's fine. I mean, but it was just like, I'm like, not Cartoon Network?
Well, you know, that, you blame Ted Turner for that. You know, Ted Turner for a while, and I would argue still, is trying to get away from the idea of paying money to license things that are outside of their kind of inner circle, if you will. So, you know, they'll consider things Cartoon Network made, therefore it's okay. But something like anime, and mind you, I'm not saying that Ted Turner is like scum of the earth or anything, because anime does cost a lot. I am no way saying that it's just, you know, it's like, oh, he's trying to cut costs. No, it does cost a pretty penny, but that's why you've kind of seen, you know, Naruto, Shippuden switch over to Disney. You know, Doraemon, if you don't know what Doraemon is, it's a very long-running Japanese, you know, show about a cat. I mean, it's, I would argue it's a cat. It's been very, I've never really seen it myself. I've just seen it in pictures of it in passing. That's on Disney XD, actually.
Right.
You know, it's, but that could have been, you know, 10 years ago, that would have been a Cartoon Network show, is what I'm saying. So, you know, that kind of didn't really kind of, you know, go there. Obviously, Kai stayed away for a while. And now, of course, just the idea that we have new Kai, right? A new Kai in Japan. And they just thought, okay, we'll just air it weekly on the, you know, Adult Swim block with all those nerds go and, you know, they just watch their anime. But it was weird because, obviously, you know, it's just like, I guess they decided now. They maybe got the money together or they got enough traction. It's Toonami, I think, has been with us for like 2 years now, which is even scarier.
Yeah.
Like, we've had Toonami back for 2 years, and we haven't even watched it every week. You have.
Right.
You've been very strict with it. But even then, there was a point when I'm sure you didn't really watch it. And it's like, Toonami's back!
Well,
it's,
I mean, towards... Since Toonami's come back on Adult Swim, I have watched it pretty much since it came back. I was just like, I guess I really can't sugarcoat it or anything. I fangasmed, I'll admit it.
I did as well. And I'm happy that you've been watching. It's been hard for me on and off because if I miss a week, and then it feels like I missed an episode, and I'm a stickler for that. And then also, I don't watch forever, and then I feel really bad. It's a weird thing. But usually, if I'm home on a Saturday, I'll watch something on Toonami, or at the very least, I'll mute it and keep it on for the rating. Like, it's just, I watched all of your shows. But anyway, back to Kai. So as you mentioned, it came to Nicktoons and that kind of weirded you out. But overall, you enjoyed Kai and it's, you know, and of course it came out in Japan first, but you weren't really watching it in Japan. But you knew that it was out and you were like, whoa, it's out. Okay, cool. And you're just like, I guess this will never get done. And then, you know, your girlfriend's younger brother said, dude, it's coming to Nicktoons. And you were like, you're a liar, Pete. Go to hell.
I was like,
is that his name?
Can't be right.
Yeah. Is that his name? I want to protect him. Is that his name?
You said his name? I don't know.
I said Pete. Is that his name? No, right? Okay. So then for all argument's sake, his name is Pete, quote unquote. Yeah, it's like, Pete, shut the hell up. Go to your room.
Well, the sad part of it was that I did catch it on Nicktoons the first time I saw it, and it was censored. So, you know, I mean, okay, granted, it probably was censored the first time I saw it on the Cartoon Network block because that was primetime television, like 4, 6 o'clock.
Okay, you have to understand. Okay, it's weird to bring this up. It was censored on Cartoon Network, obviously. Censored in the sense that, you know, first off, it was also Ocean Dub as well doing it. So they, you know, Haim Saban with Ocean Dub at the time, you know, and Funimation, because technically Funimation was just outsourcing to Ocean Dub,
right.
Ocean Studios. Yeah, they censored it at the time because they censored even more than I think they did later, arguably. Because, you know, let's say the lines were a bit different, right? You know, because they didn't really care too much about localization at the time. The lines were a bit different. We had some very wonky stuff. We, you know, if Gohan got hit, let's say, because he got hit by Raditz at one point, we didn't see that. You know, there were a few different things that didn't, you know, that didn't happen, right? Also, like, you know, you can see, okay, you saw the blow with Goku and Raditz that makes you go, whoa, man, that's, you know, that's like he went through his body. But in Japan, it was a lot different because in Japan, in the original version, he just coughed up blood like he just, like, I was going to say, like, there's no tomorrow. Well, there wasn't. He died. So, like, yeah. There's no tomorrow. Just all blood, right? But here's the thing, though. Kai, they didn't do that either in Japan. So, because Kai itself was censored. The only censors that you got from Nicktoons that were, you know, that were kind of icky, and even worse, I think, on something like, you know, on CW11, the 4Kids blog. So, you know, Nicktoons, I think they cut out Bardock's scar because I think for some reason they're like, oh, that implies this, this, this. So they edited out the scar. Like, that's a huge issue. But I think everything else remained largely untouched, right? You look at the CW block, and the problem with that is you can't, you know, certain things are just like, oh, this. So look at Mr. Popo, right? And I think some people might consider him blackface, but I think that it's a bit different than something like Jinx. You know, but I can see why some people would think that Mr. Popo looks a bit like blackface, and then said the FCC, the censors picked this up. So when you watch rips of, you know, the Mr. Popo stuff from, you know, the CW 4Kids block, he has this like blue tint filter only to him, as if you think I need to adjust my TV set. And, you know, and you sit there and you're like, oh, is it like a Blue Genie thing? It was just a way for them to nonchalantly just kind of censor him without actually removing Popo.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was like a palette change. It was very interesting and different.
Yeah. I think it wasn't really like, you know, okay, blood being in the show, I can understand why they took that out.
Right.
It wasn't so much that. I didn't actually know about the Bardock scar thing. That's a little ridiculous, too. But what really got me was, now, okay, I don't know if maybe I just didn't notice that they did this when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm still not sure, like, don't take me 100% on this, but I felt like when I saw Kai on Nicktoons, I felt like with every punch, with every blow, there was like a split second taken out of that animation to make it, you know, you would see the punch go, then you would see it come back. You would never actually see anyone land a hit. Like, you knew it happened, but
it could be two things.
Specifically see it.
Yeah, it could be, it could be a censorship thing. We'll notice that more as Kai goes on the Adult Swim, you know, block. So it could be more of a censorship thing, or it could just be, you know, kind of like the White Flash. But the White Flashes did happen as when we were kids, and I think maybe Japan also just might be overusing it as like a, oh, boom, 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 boom kind of thing.
Right.
So, or Japan could have censored that themselves, you know?
Yeah, that's why.
That's the thing. You know, I'll be able to check that a bit later, you know, once we kind of get more into the swing of things, you know, possibly next week or the week after, you know, seeing how these episodes will go, you know, we'll definitely write this down and we'll bring it up again in the future. But anywho, so yeah, my first experience with Kai, I think, was a bit similar to yours, where it's just, this is not a thing. Like, you know, I've been tricked before, right? We've all been tricked before. It's not a thing. And also, it's just, yeah, it is a thing. Oh, cool. So, like, it's newly animated? No. Okay.
Well,
they got an entirely new opening, newly animated. Then they're taking the old animation. They're touching it up. Great. But only for certain scenes. Oh.
Like, it wasn't like the entire show was newly animated in 2D, dude. It was just the same exact animation, right? A lot of it touched up, and yeah. also, and you know, and then also cut down for filler. They had filler at least once during the show, though. I forgot what episode it was, but I sat there and I went, that didn't happen in the manga, you bastards. But usually they're filler-free, which is why they have such a low episode count compared to, you know, the original Dragon Ball Z show, which was like 294. So, yeah, so they had such a low episode count. And, you know, then they were able to just cut out, and of course, like you mentioned, new soundtracks, also new voiceover work in Japan. So sadly, some of the people that passed away, they had to get some people to replace them. And, you know, in America, many of the people that left, they had to get people to replace them. Thankfully, I love Sean Schimmel, because he'll just always come back. Even if he, like, I feel like the guy said, you know, can say, I'm moving to Antarctica. And they go, okay, cool. Just, you know, whenever we need you for Goku. And he'll say, sure. Yeah.
Maybe
there's just, no, because there's certain people, and by the way, I'm not trying to, let's say, complain for anyone who left, because, you know, I mean, I, you know, we didn't get, you know, Bulma's voice actress back, or Gohan's, and again, I'm not saying that, you know, like, oh, duh, they're not, you know, hey, people have their own lives, people leave, and, you know, as much as I love Bulma and I love Gohan, those are big roles to kind of, you know, to kind of fill. But, and I hate to say that so much, because, you know, Gohan was trying to become basically the main character of the show. But guess what? He didn't. So, you know, replacing Goku, I think, is like the, oh, God, like, press the nukes. You know what I mean? Code red.
Yeah.
Code red. Press the red button. We're all going to die. Where, you know, Gohan, it's harder. But, I mean, hey, they had adult Gohan. So when it got to that, well, when it's getting to that, because the new episode's focused on the Majin Buu saga, they have an adult Gohan. You know, voice actor. So it's fine. It was just the kid version that had to have someone new.
Yeah. That's what I kind of wanted to ask you, whether you knew or not, because now, the first time Kai was dubbed and brought over here, they only made it up to the Cell saga.
Oh, yes. Right? That was because not that they only made it up to, that was the only place that Kai went to. Kai stopped after that. And there are rumors that it stops because of its low ratings, or it stops because of the fact that there was a lawsuit going on at the time where one of the guys, one of the composers, right, was making, he was making some really amazing music, right? However, he was doing it by sampling tracks from some of the most famous things that you know about, like Terminator and, you know, and let's say Avatar and things like this. But here's the thing. You can't just sample something. You can maybe if you're like us, those guys, and let's say we make something not for profit, like just a fun little video. Arguably, you can't, but you can try your best to claim free use. When you're making Dragon Ball Z Kai or Dragon Ball Kai, whatever, you know, I don't like the Dragon Ball Z Kai, but still, when you're making this show, right?
Yeah, you
got to get all the licenses together. And the guy didn't. And you know, and the composer was doing this for years. Because I believe he's famous, or he, you know, I think he didn't compose the original Dragon Ball Z, I believe. But I know he's you know, a huge composer. So it kind of took a blow to them, where it's just, this guy was composing our tracks that we don't have anymore. And I heard low ratings. Right, so I heard that they kind of just took a break for a while and they just stopped, and then recently-ish, they brought Kai back. So of course, you know, because and of course that, you know, that makes everyone go stand at attention, and just go, well, I guess that means we must dub it again, and I guess everything lined up perfectly, because then, you know, after Bleach ended, it's just like, oh dear, you know, regardless of what you think of Bleach, and believe me, we have a lot of opinions here at Those Guys as well. Regardless of what you think about it with Bleach, you know, the anime ended, very big, long-running shonen anime. What are you going to replace with it? Dokkan suiteru. Immediately, just Dragon Ball Z just floats on by. Hey, so we got new episodes too, so you can just air the older ones weekly, the older Kai weekly, while you guys get this dub together for the new Kai. And they're just like, so, you know, so, yeah.
So there's rumor now that they're dubbing the Majin Buu saga too?
That's the thing. This is all conjecture. This is all rumor on my end. I don't have any proof. But I would safely assume that they're putting this on. Because think about it, right? The original Kai was 110 episodes, right?
That's 110 weeks. We have 50 weeks in a year. We're good. 52 weeks in a year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're, in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they started doubling them up. If, like, let's say they go, Naruto's cool, but we just want Shippuden or something, you know? Like, I wouldn't be, or they go, Attack on Titan is lovely. But I think, didn't Attack on Titan end in America? Like, both seasons are dubbed?
Or
am I wrong?
Yes. They, I believe they ended too, but they're repeating it on Toonami now. They restarted
from
the beginning.
Repeating. Well, and of course, they're repeating it because money. I mean, cash. But I could argue that once they know that there's a dub out for DBZ, for, you know, they could easily, I'm not saying that that they should do this. I'm just saying that they can easily go, okay, these repeats, you know, they aren't doing as well as we thought because, after all, we're playing, replaying the same 12 episodes, you know, each and every week. You can double up
right.
the tie as well.
That's
you
true.
Know. But anywho, yes. So, you know, we've already gone through about half an hour. Let's talk about an episode.
Okay.
I mean, it's weird. Yeah, Ryan's like, okay, whatever, man. You know, whatever. It's weird because I want to sit here and just, but I also realized you said something to me before, like, you know, a couple days before this show, and you were just like, can we talk about, you know, like, what can we talk about? It's all pretty standard. It's just like, and it hit me, which is, this is our standard. You know, it's just, what else do we have to say? You know, everything's just, it's all just the same, and it's like, oh, no, man, no. You know, because, I mean, think about it. The show started, right, and then Raditz was there, and he was like, you know, I'm here to kill someone. And you were like, oh, man, no. He's like, oh, I'm here to find my brother. It was like, and you know, like, oh, man, who's his brother? And then it's just, my brother is Goku. What? No way. Oh, man. I didn't see that coming. Did you see that coming? Like, man, like, I was thinking, like, what if it was Krillin? Because, like, you know, no, because, like, what if Raditz was just like, I banished you, brother, because you had no hair. Thanks, man. Right? So, like, what if he was banished because he didn't have any hair? And what if his, like, uncle is Nappa? That's what I was thinking. Sadly, I was mistaken. So apparently Goku is this Saiyan guy. Saiyan, I'm pronouncing it right?
English, yeah, Saiyan. That's what they use.
So Goku is this Saiyan guy from outer space. You know, what's really funny, I think, just putting this out there, I love the idea that the show went from, I know it had sci-fi elements to it previously, but I love how the show went from, you know, it's just kung fu, yeah, you know, and it's kind of more mystical in that way, and also it's just like, you know, out of nowhere, we just, you know,
space.
We just start this episode, not just space, we start this episode, and you just hear, like, this, you know, the telenovela music, you know, the soap opera music, where it's just like, and I'm your brother. No, that can't be. You know, and Krillin's like,
well,
and I'm worth something. Raditz puts him through a house. Not cool, dude.
You're breaking the house. Come on, stop.
Yeah, right? Just, guys, that's a very expensive house. I mean, Master Roshi worked his life to, no one cares about me, do they? Shut up, person who went through the house. You're not at fault. You're at fault, too. Don't think that. So anyway, no, but seriously, so, yes,
like,
we Colin, have...
I told you to watch out.
Yeah, right? So anyway, so, yes. So, of course, Krillin's put through a house, you know, and then Raditz just goes, let me just steal my nephew, okay, bye. Takes his nephew and runs away. He kicks Goku in the stomach. So Goku's just like, I'm down, guys. Like, you know, like, I'm good. And for some reason...
No, well,
during,
it's more of... I'm down in one shot.
Yeah.
The strongest fighter you have on your planet is down in one shot.
You know what's really funny? You know what's really funny? When, and I've never thought about this. We always talk about this during the movies, and I think we have to bring it now to Kai. Just the Dragon Ball Z as a whole. So when you were younger, right, and you first started watching, it all made sense to you in a way. And why did it make sense to you? Because, these are the two strongest fighters, and these are the two only fighters on Earth right now that can really take or at least put up a threat against Raditz, right? Because, again, this is our first time experiencing Dragon Ball Z. 10 episodes later, we actually have a gang. Where were you? Where were all of you? You know, even a simple, you know, they all appear and Goku's like, I got this, guys. Please get out of camera shot. I got this. Right? But
well,
no,
I mean,
none of them were
even
there.
Roshi. Yeah, even Roshi and Krillin go, you know, we're prepared to back you up, bro. It's like, we're probably going to die, but we're prepared to back you up. And he's
Goku's
like,
just like,
you know.
Yeah. No, thanks. I prefer Yamcha or Tien, maybe. I wonder
where
the hell
those
guys are.
We've already wished you guys back, so. Like, we've already wished you guys back, what, twice? I really don't think we can do that again. It's like,
No. What was it? Roshi was once at that point. Krillin was once,
yeah.
So yeah, we couldn't do twice. But Yamcha and Tien were death-free.
Oh, yeah.
Death-free since 93. They were just fine. Like, they could have easily...
It's funny, we
had
no idea about any of that.
Yes, that's the thing. As kids, we had no idea. But now that we can put that, you know, into context, just be like, where... Because it's always weird when... you know, because I understand the idea of, oh, God, androids, right? That's always a cool concept. But I, you know, where it's just we cannot sense their energy. Oh, dear God, right? But it kind of gets me a little, you know, wonky when it's just giant. There's a giant energy in the West. This might be the big one. Whatever. Okay, cool, Tien. It's just, you know. It's like, Tien's just like, I just really thought it would be cool if we just, you know, did yoga. Yeah, I mean, I agree. That's cool.
Like,
and
well,
then just chill,
Goku,
you know, under a waterfall.
Goku hasn't come and called us yet, so...
How great would it be if there was an actual call? Where it's just, you know, just... Where it's just, I mean, Goku hasn't called us to battle immediately. Z-Fighters, assemble! You want to ignore that? I'm probably going to ignore that.
Well,
like, you
okay,
hear it as an echo?
you could argue the fact that maybe,
you're stumped,
well,
aren't
okay.
You're sitting there. You're sitting
no,
there.
No,
I don't
no,
want my
no.
I don't want some of my favorite characters to be assholes. Hey, Yamcha's been an asshole since day one. All right, and Tien, that third eye. What is he hiding?
Oh gosh, I was
nah,
going to say that I cannot, you won in the sense that, hey, why didn't they sense his power level? Because, holy shit, how many times have I brought that up in the movies?
Yeah, like,
why didn't
they
sense their goddamn
funny.
Power level?
Yeah, and it works for the movies, because they're 40-minute romps. But, you know, but for the show, it's like, and I get it visually, you only want those two fighting, but just the other
right.
little things.
But I want to say, aside from they didn't sense his power level, because I can't defend that.
Okay.
Aside from that, I want to say that we had, Krillin and Yamcha. No, Krillin and Roshi were there. Yamcha and Tien were not. Right. It happened so suddenly. The fact that, you know, Raditz, he goes from his ship. Considering the amount of time that it would take him to fly across the Earth, which really wouldn't take that much time, Raditz flies, he finds Piccolo, you know, deals with him for a few seconds, and then he goes off to find Goku. And he does this all within the span of, you know, Goku's conversation with Roshi and Krillin and Bulma on their island.
Yes, no, I understand.
And,
arguably,
and, like,
yes.
At the end of all that, he, you know, steals Gohan and he flies away, and then Goku's like, shit, he took my son. I have to go after him immediately.
Being right, no, I understand.
Like, even if he'd thought of it, like, oh, I should probably call the other guys for backup. Nope, going after my son.
Yes, no, I understand. It's all kind of heat of the moment kind of thing. No, I don't, all jokes aside, I don't expect Goku to call people for backup. It's just a DBZ thing where they're strong enough at this point that even if it's a, you know, it's like they, okay, I consider them supercomputers in the sense that when you're looking at a computer that is tracking, let's say, like, you know, like storms, right? If there's a blip on the map, there's a blip, and they know. They might not do anything about it, but they know. Because they'll be like, oh, it's a small little blip, but they know. I consider them like that in a sense, or if an energy, something goes off energy-wise, especially someone like Raditz, who is strongest than they've ever seen. So if Raditz fucking sneezes, that's an energy malfunction that they are not unaware of, and they're like, what's that sneezing power level? That was about a 1500 sneeze. We should go check that out.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's weird because, like, I, it's always a thing where you can just assume that TN is off. It's weird, too, because you're like, oh, no, TN is just off, like, you know, meditating somewhere. That is him
being at
peace with his inner chi. That is when he is at his most, like, I can detect this. Like, unless he's in the middle of a trance, you know, which I'll get. But, you know, just like, he's meditating, he's just becoming one with his inner self. Like, why do you think that he would be able to use that to harness his energy better? God. And then Yamcha,
you see Piccolo meditating all the time, and he'll turn around and go, what the hell was that?
Exactly.
You know, it's like,
and then
Tien, like Chiaotzu just looks over. Tien, did you feel, not
yoga
going to deal with it.
Right. And then, of course, Yamcha, you can just say, it's weird. Yamcha, you can just be like, oh, yeah, he was just off doing things. But I feel like they try to write people off in certain ways. And I enjoy that I think, you know, after a while, you know, later on in the show, Toriyama realized, like, even if they're not fighting, we can't just write them off.
Yeah.
You know, maybe people complained. You know, maybe he realized. He was like, this is kind of bad. You know, where it's just, but again, visually, thematically, I get it. The hero, you know, the villain and the hero, or, you know, the anti-hero technically in Piccolo at this point.
Yeah, well,
team up
previous
to
villain.
Fight the bigger.
Yeah.
Yes, team up together to fight the new villain, but in no way is it like, even though we didn't know about Dragon Ball at the time, had someone told us about it, in no way is it like other Dragon Ball stuff where it seems like they just turn good automatically out of nowhere. No, this was Piccolo kind of saying like, okay, I'll still be wary of you. And if needed, I will, not even if needed, just if a Tuesday, I will kill you. Right?
Yeah.
Like, just, but as of right now, you know, we'll do this whole,
it was funny. When I saw that the first time as a kid, and they kind of, you know, gave you that instance of the little, like, the tiny bit of backstory, it's like, Goku, you're not human. That's not as big as a reveal for me as it would be if I had watched Dragon Ball, and that would it. And then, you know, there's also, Piccolo, what the hell are you doing here? Okay, this guy's green. It's like, you're my biggest enemy. Okay. I mean, that's kind of cool. I enjoy that. I have no idea where the fuck he came from, but I enjoy it. It's like, we have to team up. It's like, honestly, I want to destroy this planet with my own hands. And if he does it first, well, kind of a moot point.
Yeah, right. I get that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's DBZ in a nutshell. That right, you just, but seriously though, if we put what you just said to a vine, why are vines in my head? Because Satish and I brought it up yesterday with Heart Gold and Soul Silver as a joke. I'll tell it to you later, Tristan. So anyway, the fans don't need to know. They should be listening to our shows. It was just really funny how, you know, we put what you just said to a vine that was about 6 seconds. And then he was just like, hey, look, I'm green. And then I was just like, oh, hey, if you don't destroy the design, this is a moot point. Oh. Bam, Dragon Ball Z. That's Dragon Ball Z.
Dealing with Raditz anyway.
Yeah, dealing with Raditz anyway. And these first two episodes dealt with Raditz. And if I'm, you know, and how do you feel about that, by the way? Just two episodes. Ding dong, Raditz. You know, just like immediately,
right.
Just like. Like, kind of just dealing with him. Because I know it's like, oh, well, they deal with you. Of course they dealt with him right on the bat in Dragon Ball Z. Not really. If you remember, there's filler. Like, the second we start the show, there's filler.
Right. Well, yeah, the first episode technically is Gohan getting traipsed around by animals and the river.
Yes. Now, I don't think that episode made it to the original broadcast with, the Funimation, Ocean Dubs, Haim Saban guys. Because for us, the first episode was Raditz crashing the Earth. So to you, you're like, well, we already got Kai. Well, no, actually. You know, the original Dragon Ball Z is just, the filler is the first episode. So how does it make you feel? To just kind of immediately get right on in the action.
Well, for that specific filler episode, I figured it was fine because I wasn't really a fan of it to begin with. Some
right.
of the actual like later episodes of filler, I did enjoy.
Yes, yeah, I could.
I felt like it kept, it gave a little bit more depth to some people and what they were doing. It,
mm.
They could have fun with it. You know, it didn't have to be completely serious or plot driven. They could, you know, do silly little things that we look back now and look so fondly of it. Driving test. And probably the biggest piece of filler that I do enjoy was the Otherworld tournament, and I'm actually very sad that they got rid of that because that honestly was amazing.
Well, yes, but I mean, it really helped the show move along where, you know, it was just kind of a lot of episodes just dedicated to not plot, technically, because they never show up again.
Yeah.
I guess unless in like a random scene or two. But anywho, so...
I mean, you see movies, but...
Right, well, we saw them in one movie, Fusion Reborn. But so, yeah, so in the first two episodes, you know, we...
We saw them in one movie. Okay, shut up, Kristen.
No, I love you, man. So we have one movie that they appear, and we have two episodes, and now we move on from Raditz, because Raditz was taken care of in episode two.
Yeah, huh, I guess they really took him out quick in Kai, huh?
I mean, the manga, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, where I feel like in a certain way, you know, it does really lend itself to the manga. The only difference that I think I noticed that we really should bring up is the fact that the show started off with Bardock. That was interesting.
That I did like.
Yeah, well, of course you'd like that. You Bardock lover. As if I don't like Bardock, you Bardock lover. They started off with Bardock, which was really nice and interesting because, though it's kind of funny because even though he is canon, it's still like it's just the idea. We will start this show with no filler whatsoever. Immediately starts, clips from a movie. Right? It was technically a special, but still. It would be really funny where it's just like, we're going to be completely canon. Immediately shows clips from Garlic Jr. Son of a bitch! You told me!
Yeah.
Right, so no, but they start off with Bardock, which was nice. He does his little thing with Frieza. And yeah, then we move on to the meat of the story. But of course, I mean, hey, again, Bardock is legit. I believe, yeah, they did a chapter on it in the manga. So, and they brought him up, you know, visually in the manga. So it's not like it's just like he isn't real. He became a special.
I'm pretty sure when Goku was fighting Frieza, they had flashbacks to Bardock.
That's interesting.
I don't remember. I'd have to look. I don't think it was at the beginning, but I'm pretty damn sure Frieza at least brings up his image
at some point
when he's fighting Goku. Like, hey, you look familiar. I think I killed millions that look like you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. There was that one specific monkey that I blew up.
And then it's just like, which, by the way, how funny is it? I know, like, Frieza's done a lot of shit throughout his years. Stuff. But it's really funny how, like, sometimes people forget stuff like that. Well, it's just, yeah, it was just a fun monkey. I think he was trying to destroy everything I hold dear. It was just, another day.
It was amazing.
it was just whatever. You know, like, okay,
yeah.
Whatever you say, Frieza. But,
I think I killed your father a few years ago. What? Oh, it's nothing. Nothing too big. It's not like you knew him anyway, right? I'm going to hurt you.
Yeah,
that's my spirit.
But no, let's not jump the gun just yet. It hasn't appeared on Adult Swim just yet. This is going to sound crazy to you. Before we cut the show off, don't worry, in the future we'll actually focus more on the Dragon Ball Z episode. Today was more of a... Because it's weird. You know, I want to focus a lot on the humor and stuff. But, you know, yeah, Kai was pretty, not reduced to the humor. But, you know, it was really... As of right now, we're kind of just getting in the baby steps into Dragon Ball Z. So there's not too much to talk about just yet, other than some, the cool background stuff that we just did. And, of course, any of the little tiny stuff that we noticed. Before we end the show, right, which we still have like a 5-minute... Usually I say that 10 minutes before we end the show. Before we end the show. Right. Anything else you want to mention from these first two episodes that really caught your eye? That makes you either compare it to Z or just in general?
Yeah, I mean, well, just in general, because I hear people ask it a lot. I don't know if you specifically have any opinion on it, but would you have liked to see Raditz stick around a little bit more? Because, you know, that whole big reveal, I'm your brother, I'm dead.
Ah, I get that. It's weird. I can understand why you would think that, but I think that it's weird. I understand that, you know, where it's like, oh, maybe he could have stayed around. But I think it was a nice moment in the show where it kind of showed you that now the show is kind of, or the, you know, or even the manga, kind of, I don't say growing up, because I'm not saying when you grow up you have to start killing people. But when Goku was younger, right, he did defeat his enemies. I know certain people died, but usually they were giant, like, monsters or something that could be killed, or it would just be by accident in a way. And I know technically Piccolo was the first one that it was just like, okay, yeah, you're blowing him the hell up, right? But it was just also the idea of, oh, well, you know, you had to, in a way.
Well,
but now it's
at that point, Piccolo would kill, you know, his friends first, so.
Yeah. So you look at Raditz, and it was just like there was no way of redeeming. It was just quickly, we have to kill him. And it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, now that you think about it in context, you're like, oh. So I think someone like that couldn't be redeemed. So,
yeah.
I mean, unless you're telling me that
Raditz,
you're going to rewrite it.
I mean, Raditz made it, you know, very fucking clear that if you give me half the chance, I will break you in half.
Yeah. No, like, if like, that's the thing. Like, if you... Like, if you rewrote Raditz, that's what you'd have to do. You'd have to rewrite him into a character that would have to say to Goku, I'm only doing this for... You know, so basically, if you wrote Raditz fan fiction, which is totally cool, by the way, because I'm currently thinking of an interesting story myself, where basically in Raditz's head, he's just constantly saying, hey, you know, I just want him to be the brother that I wanted. I just want him to succeed. But the problem is that that's just so anti-Saiyan. You know, where with the way the Saiyans have been portrayed and the society that he's been involved in and the carnage he's seen because of someone like Frieza, I hate to say this, but it felt like he had no chance of being redeemed. Maybe right now he is, like in the afterlife, because we never see him again. That's a bit of an issue to me. We never see him again. But hey, maybe in the afterlife he's doing A-OK.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
I mean,
he's doing just fine.
There is one interesting point. Like, I believe it was Tenkaichi 3 in one of the games. They actually, or it might have been 2. Either way, they have a what if story. Like, you know, what if Raditz wasn't the bad guy and they didn't have to kill him right then?
Right.
Something about Cybermen malfunctioning and like attacking him and blowing up, and he loses his memory.
That's funny.
So, like,
that is,
you know,
really
Goku
funny.
And Krillin. Goku and Krillin find him or something, and he's, like, completely, like, he gets really, like, scared and, like, oh, what's going on? Who am I? Who are you? Where am I? He's just like, okay, calm down. We're going to help you out, okay, buddy? He's like, okay. And, like, they actually, like, get to pal around for a while, and Raditz will get, like, flashes of, like, his former life, and he'll be like, oh, God, what is that? And, like, towards the end, he actually starts to piece together, oh God, I'm here to kill you. It's like, wait, what?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I imagine
Goku looks at him, gives him, like, a headlock kind of hug, like, don't worry, I get that a lot.
Yeah, but it actually, like, by the end of it, the arc, Raditz realizes what's happening and what's going to happen. He's like, oh God, Vegeta and Nappa are on their way right now. I have to stop
because they've taken the year to chill. It's like, okay, guys, Vegeta and Nappa are on their way, and also
you haven't been
training.
Yeah, exactly. You haven't gone to King Kai's. You don't stand a fucking chance.
That's some scary shit when you think about it that way. That's some scary
shit. It was kind of sad because Raditz ends up like, Goku's like, no, we can take him, you know, it's me and you, bro. And Raditz is like, that's really sweet, and I love you, bro, but good night. What? And I think he ends up knocking out Goku, and he plots a course in his Saiyan ship, and he collides with Nappa and Vegeta. And
all right, at
apparently,
first, I thought that was
the explosion. He pulled the Gohan.
Right.
He basically pulled the Gohan, well, a future Gohan. He says, that's great, Trunks. Thanks for your help. Good night. What?
Oh, yeah, no. Here's my issue with that. At first, I thought that was a cool plot device. Now, I'm really worried what happened when Akira Toriyama disagreed with his younger brothers. Because at first it was like, all right, that's a really a fun, cute, not cute necessarily, but it's like, damn, like he's sacrificing himself for the youth. That's like it's a heartwarming moment. It's touching, but it also is kind of cute in a way where it's like he's trying to spare the youngin, right? But when you see it happen more than once, just over the course, I'm just sitting here and I'm like, Akira Toriyama's just like, I'm going to go to the candy store. I want to come with you too. No, remember you have that cavity. Come on, I'll be okay. Good night, younger brother. What? Punches him in the face. Ow! He's like, you punched me! You were supposed to be knocked out a lot faster.
Honestly, if that chain of events had, kept going, and if, even if they never did run into Frieza ever, eventually the androids.
That's the interesting thing. We're like, yeah, you'd never have Frieza, but technically, history of Trunks could still happen. You could argue that could be the history of Trunks universe, because they never brought up Frieza, did they?
No, they didn't.
Yeah. Like in history of Trunks, they never brought up Frieza. Trunks knew about Frieza. Never mind. He himself knew. They didn't do it in history of Trunks, though. Yeah. But, hey, for all we know, History of Trunks universe could be the one universe where he got killed by Cell. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's all these, because remember, there's like three universes. Before we end the show, I just want to bring this up just to everyone. There's three universes. There's one where Trunks comes back to the past, normally, right? And that's the same Trunks that we saw live to the end. Right?
Right.
And then go back to his timeline. So that's one universe, Trunks' universe, the one that sadly can't be changed as he thought it would because it's already a timeline. Then there's our universe where, the ones where we've seen Goku and all his friends have these adventures, and the androids have thankfully been stopped, and so has Cell. Then there's the third universe that everyone that always forgets about. That's the universe where Cell actually somehow managed to kill Trunks.
And
then
come back
into the past farther than Trunks did. Right.
That Cell is the one that they fight in the main timeline. Cell in the main timeline is the one that Krillin and Trunks find in the lab and say, yeah, we should probably kill it now.
Yes, because I assume in the two universes, the one that Trunks went back in and the one that their main universe, the androids were very easy to dispose of. So Trunks did not have to train at all. And it turned into a situation where imperfect Cell was probably just easily able to absorb him. However, in our two main universe, two main timelines, where we have, the Goku and his friends adventure and Trunks from the future that lives, he went back, and if you remember, he goes back, and then Imperfect Cell's like, I'm going to absorb you. Like, I know you're there. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey guess come
what?
Out from behind
I got
the corner.
Training. Yeah, he's like, I got training. And immediately goes, like, Super Saiyan 1.5 and just blows him up, and it's just like, I did not see this coming. And then bam. So, in that, that's how that tied up. But strangely, we had to include another third timeline and possible fourth timeline. For reasons. Because reasons. But anywho. I would have been just fine with, he came from Trunks' timeline. Because, Trunks doesn't go back just yet. And Cell comes up around the same time. And instead of killing everyone, he realizes that, the androids, he wants to go into the past. That I would have been fine with. But no, they brought up the idea of a separate timeline. And I'm like, guys, we'll get to it later. But just, guys, what are you doing? But anyway, so any words you want to say before I just start plugging everything we do?
I think we're good.
Okay. Well, we would like to thank you guys for listening to those guys. Before I play us out with some music, I would like to mention that we have ourselves a Tumblr, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com, which is our main website. We post a lot of our older episodes there, episodes being stuff like Dragon Ball Z movies, Bleach movies, WWE shows. This Sunday we're doing a WWE pay-per-view. Black Dynamite, Gravity Falls, Mike Tyson Mysteries, Steven Universe. We actually did the How I Met Your Mother series finale because of how horrible it was. We've done many different shows, you know, through us, also Pokemon video games as well, and many, many more. And, of course, you can check those out through our archive section through thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com. Also, our Facebook has some of these as well, the newer episodes that we do sometimes every single day, but usually at least more than once a week, which, you know, our Facebook is /thoseguysontheradio, or you can just search up Those Guys. Our Twitter is Those Guys Radio. The name is Hillbilly Jim. That is a wrestling joke that we made during one of our wrestling podcasts. And you can, you know, again, search up our Twitter. We'll have funny pictures on, but mostly we'll be posting about our new shows. You also have our Instagram, which is, you know, Instagram.com/thoseguysradio. Sorry, Those Guys on the Radio, where, you know, you can see, again, funny pictures, but mostly our shows as of right now. Now, all of these social media accounts are, you know, are of course, to help us out by you showing your support. You can definitely, you know, message us on there and ask us things. You know, on Tumblr, you can ask us, let's say, show suggestions. You can also do it through our Gmail, by the way, which is thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com, or you can also send us show suggestions there. And also through our Gmail, you can ask us if you, you know, or if you want us to support your legal company or your legal product, and we can work with you and we can, you know, work something out. Also remember that, you know, again, I mentioned these social media accounts. They really help us. You know, we can get some feedback. We know, you know, what you guys like, what you guys dislike, things like that. And also know that, you know, when Pokemon contests come up, which will be coming up more in the future, you know, we're definitely having one in December, you will then, you know, you'll have better chances of, you know, of getting these Pokemon, you know, just by having, you know, by liking these accounts where, you know, many, many, many people like our Tumblr account. However, Instagram is new. So you can, you know, be one of the few people to get in on the Instagram instead of being one of the many hundreds on our Tumblr. But anyway, so also, by the way, if you haven't gotten Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire yet, quickly, quickly, go now. You must run, get it. On our Tumblr, we have a merchandise page where you can actually go through Amazon and you can reserve it. Pre-order it, actually, through us, through Amazon. And, you know, every dollar helps us with our dreams and our goals. Also, we have a YouTube channel on the way. So, you know, when that comes out, which should be sometime next week, check it out. You know, we'll obviously be promoting it. But again, if you don't know our websites, you won't know the, you know, the YouTube channel. So anyway, so again, we'd like to thank you guys for listening in. Satish, say something. Satish is in
here. Everyone!
No, wait a minute. I said Satish, our usual co-host. Because I thought he would be, because usually I have Satish listening in as kind of like a backup, just in case we need him to just beat up anyone over the internet. No, but Satish isn't listening tonight. But I said Satish, and you said androids. Tristan, have you been hiding
something? I'm an android.
Yep, that makes a lot of sense, especially because of your exploits. So anyway, so good night, everyone.
I will be destroying the planet.
No way. 逆さになるというか、